Hi, Dr. Friedman here with Empowerment Solutions. Today I want to talk about the pursuit of happiness. I mean, this idea that we have to somehow find happiness in order to have a worthwhile existence is definitely something that we are fed with since we are little. And the need or the wanting to be happy is something we are probably born with. I remember I was a little kid who, starting in September, knew exactly what he wanted for Christmas. And one time it was one of those early remote control cars. I was absolutely sure that this is going to make me happy. And I succeeded. I got on Christmas, big box with a beautiful car. I played with it 2 days, batteries ran out, never replaced them. That was it. So whatever I thought for 3 months, it's going to give me really amazingly, you know, large amounts of happiness, didn't last very long. And I think, you know, when we are honest, we haven't really evolved that much from that little kid that is just, you know, wanting something that it sees and believing that this is going to make it happy. And the problem is that we have happiness somehow, in some ways, backwards. The pursuit of happiness, the way we are going about it, creates more pain and suffering than it really creates fulfillment and a sense of contentment. And here is why. So there are two happiness categories. So there is the small happiness, which is kind of the little things that give you a dopamine hit. You know, you may eat some sweets, or you binge watch a series, or you're scrolling through your social media feed, or you go online and buy, you know, the, I don't know, 100th pair of shoes that you think you should be having. And there's a little rush. It feels good in the moment. And then you feel hollow afterwards. And that's a little bit with these small happiness, that all of that, what we are consuming and what we are ingesting, is a little bit like drinking also salt water that when we are thirsty. It may feel good in the moment, but then you actually become even more thirsty afterwards. And then there is a big pursuit of happiness, the big happiness, the benchmarks in life that we are told we have to reach: a good career, stable relationship, ideally creating a family, having a house and some dog or whatever, and all the things that you are basically programmed to pursue. How often, even when you reach them, do they only increase your level of stress? Because the responsibility with whatever we are having becomes only larger and larger. Many people would actually say that, you know, they haven't lived their true self. They haven't pursued their dreams. They actually forgot about their passions of the past because they were so much focused on those ideas on what you have to do and what you have to be in order to be a happy person. But the point is, having a lot of stuff and accomplishing a lot in our life doesn't necessarily lead to happiness. And I think Jim Carrey said it the best. He said, "I wish everyone could get rich and famous and have everything they ever dreamt of so that they would know that it's not the answer." And I really believe he's right, because happiness doesn't automatically come from checking off the boxes. Happiness is something very different. And probably first and foremost, happiness, the way we pursue it, is much more about fixing some pain inside of us. It's like a band-aid for a big gushing wound. Then it really comes from a place of truthfulness and wholeness. And there is a big reason why. Because what we actually do, whether it's a small happiness or the big happiness, we are avoiding something rather than really going towards something. Most of the motivation of those, you know, short little pleasures You know, when you are bored and you go to social media, or when you feel empty and you are, you know, going and buying some stuff, whatever it is, there's just something about that pain, that discomfort that we try to avoid and get away from. And so we're looking for this outside stimulation and solution for something that really is actually nagging ourselves on the inside. And it's the same thing that when I was the most stressed in my life, early in my career as a, you know, in cardiology, I definitely ate, drank, and I smoked the most ever. And I just felt that all this stress needed to be somehow managed. And so I looked for these little, you know, pleasures to numb myself out, to not have to feel. And I labeled them as that's the reward for my hard work. But in the end, it was really not being willing to face the pain that came from that stress. So part of this pursuit of happiness is the feeling the void, the pain of emptiness that we have inside. And part of it is avoiding the pain and the discomfort that, you know, comes from facing ourselves. We have such a hard time to sit with ourselves in stillness and have a close listen to what's happening inside. So many people are just basically feeling bombarded with negative self-talk, the inner critic, mind racing. It just feels like a, you know, really horrible place in their head, so that they prefer to somehow have something louder, you know, more intense, more stimulating on the outside, so whatever happens in the inside gets drowned out. Guess what? It doesn't go away. Just like when you have a broken leg and you take painkillers, the leg doesn't heal automatically from the painkillers. It just, you know, is a temporary solution. And that's what often this pursuit of happiness is also, a temporary solution. And then, so there is a void, there is avoiding from pain. And then there is also this, you know, this desire of fitting in. And I often talk about the young people in their mid-20s that still live with their parents, that are not in a relationship, that got out of college but didn't get a job. Those people, especially young men, are so down on themselves because they are feeling like they're not fitting in. They should be further ahead. They are falling behind and will never be able to catch up. And this pursuit of happiness becomes actually a nightmare for them. It becomes something that is reinforcing a deep belief that they don't have what it takes. And that brings me to the real importance about observing your need to do something that you are labeling as this is giving me happiness, and asking yourself, what am I really trying to get away from? And one of the most common pains that we are trying to avoid, and I did that for many years, is the pain of believing that we are not good enough. And that pain is basically always asking us to do more, to have more, to be more, because there is a complete lack of acceptance. Sometimes the pain shows up as a question, you know, like as mentioned before, do I have what it takes? Do I fit in? You know, am I actually good enough to have love? But the question never really gets answered. It only is looking for something that in the moment makes you feel good. So you're trying to prove that, yes, I am good enough because look how much money I have. Look what an amazing relationship I have. Look, I just got a promotion. But guess what? Just like, you know, this endless driving inside of me to have more accomplishments, to reach higher goals, that am I good enough will never really go away. Because the only person who can answer this question, am I good enough? The only person who can erase this limiting belief, I am not good enough, is yourself. No one else can do this. And you cannot do it through, you know, external validation or, again, you know, some external accomplishments. And that's why all this pursuit of happiness can be a huge distraction. It can be a distraction from the core that has been really, you know, in pain for a long time. Because my not feeling good enough has certainly been something that was programmed into me by my parents doubting me, you know, my capabilities, my intelligence, my decision making. And so if you feel that, naturally, the people that created you, if they don't find you good enough, you do feel like you're a lemon. And what can you do about this? So how can you be the best lemon and somehow prove them wrong? And that was driving me forever. And I didn't realize that, well, I can only really change this belief by me making an executive decision and being in a place where I'm observing myself and I'm deciding, am I good enough? Not based on what I do, but based on who I am. So what's really important is to look inside and acknowledge what you're naturally feeling, you know, again, in alignment with. What you're naturally feeling is your truth. And your truth may be someone who is very ambitious, or your truth may be courageous, or it may be adventurous, or it may be outgoing. You find out, and there are some videos I did already about how we can connect to our truths, and I can do more about this. And please write in the comment section if you have questions about that. But that is the journey that we need to do in order to find the happiness that we are all looking for. Because trust me, there is something about being at peace with yourself, something that is not anything you can, you know, get with money or any kind of accomplishments, which is that sense of being enough, this unconditionally acceptance of yourself. That is the foundation on which happiness can grow. And you may live a very individual life. You may live not necessarily in accordance to society's expectations, but you live your truth. And when you live your truth, then you live happily and fulfilled, because that is really ultimately what we are here for. And I invite you just to start the pursuit of happiness by looking on the inside and facing those wounds and those, you know, fragmentations where you feel a part of you is still somehow stuck in insecurity, stuck in shame, stuck in, you know, believing that, you know, you are an outsider, that you don't belong, and just really putting those pieces together, healing, you know, those traumas and wounds that may have felt they want your attention, but you have successfully ignored them by putting these little dopamine band-aids on them, rather than really owning that this is something that you need to address. And this is something that is also a part of a successful life. Because we all go somehow through our early years with confusion. In some ways, we could say, you know, we are kind of broken as we are going into adulthood. And in order for us to heal ourselves and put ourselves together, we have to spend time with ourselves. And that just means introspection. It means being okay with being uncomfortable and not running away from it, but being more curious and open and wondering, wow, why do I gravitate now to somebody else's life rather than focusing on myself? Why do I now need to, you know, somehow make another purchase rather than feeling like, well, what I have is enough? What is behind that? And then really digging a little bit more into where do these beliefs or those needs or those, you know, confusions come from, and how can I heal it? How can I remind myself of, yes, this was the opinion of my parents. Yes, this was maybe a situation where I did get bullied or mistreated. Yes, this is something that I was told, you need to do this because otherwise you're a failure, but I don't have to believe in that. I can look back into my life, but whatever happened there doesn't define me. I can rewrite my owner's manual. True happiness is about a quiet joy inside of you, of knowing that who you are is enough, of feeling that you belong here on earth, that you're an integral part, that you have something that is of value, no matter how it's looking like. True happiness is actually grown on a sense of peace and self-appreciation. And that is a pursuit that I believe is worthwhile. And I have to say, I turned 60, you know, a few months ago or weeks ago, and it took me that long to really, really appreciate more and more that journey of true happiness that I have started 40 years ago in my 20s. So join me on this journey of the pursuit of happiness through really connecting to yourself, learning to know yourself, and ideally, and that is a long journey that I'm still on, but unconditionally loving yourself. I hope this gives you some inspiration. And if you enjoyed what you were hearing, please press the like button, write a comment or a question. I always love to connect with this community this way. And of course, please sign up for the channel. It really makes a huge difference in the algorithm. And I would love for this channel to grow and to reach more and more people.
Hi, Dr. Friedman here. Thank you for tuning into my YouTube channel. If you're interested in learning more about fear and anxiety, here you'll find guided meditations, webinars, and interviews with some of the most renowned experts in the field of empowerment. Delve into the over 230 videos and more to come every week.